Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And you and I are to believe God for every resource, like Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria say, preach this gospel from the top of the world to the bottom of the world and all the way around it. Is that not our commission? Is that our job? That's number one. Number one, get this good news about the kingdom all over the world. Now keep reading. So that's what he did, and that's mentioned first. Number one, teaching and preaching the good news of the kingdom and what? And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Is that part of our ministry?
Yes.
And what you're going to see, we're going to go with this further. You'll see this is confirmation of the message. We proclaim God's a good God. God's a healer. God's a deliverer. God's a provider. He's a protector. Well, then if it's true, what should we see? We should see some healing. Right? We should see some deliverance. We should see some protection and provision. And this is proof that He exists. That He's real. Not just talk only. Not just word, but in power and in demonstration of the Spirit of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now skip over to the 9th chapter of Matthew. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 35, Jesus went about all the cities and villages. This is another time, but sounds very familiar, doesn't it? Teaching in their synagogues. What else? Preaching the gospel, the good news of, about the kingdom of God and healing. Every sickness and every disease among the people, does that go with the message?
Yes.
If the message is true, if God is real and alive and powerful, then we ought to see the message manifested. We preach on healing and then we see healing. We preach and proclaim about prosperity and we see it. Thanks be unto God. And honest people that are onlooking, that are not yet believers, should be able to see. As time goes by, the healing, the deliverance, the prosperity, the peace, the joy, they see the goodness of God. And that's what leads the multitudes to repentance. Can you say amen? They look at you and they look at me and after a while they just have to go, it's got to be true. It's got to be. Because I know them. They ain't smart enough to make all that money. I know them. They used to be so sick and they used to be so defeated and the biggest whiny baby you ever saw. But look at them now. They're strong. They're free. They're healed. They're whole. They're rich. It's got to be true. There's got to be something to this. And they're going to want a good God like that. They're going to want to be a part of the kingdom and get in the kingdom. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So you and I are kingdom witnesses. Are you with me now? Witnesses to the reality of God and the kingdom of God and the goodness of God. Not just when we open our mouth and are talking, but people just ought to be able to look at us anywhere, anytime. And the more you find out about us, the reality of God and the goodness of God becomes evident to anybody that's going to be honest about it. They just have to see it. How many could raise your hand and say, God has brought me from somewhere, from where I used to be, not as far as we're going to go, but from where I used to be to here is proof. A lot of guys married here. The fact that you're still married is proof positive that God is real. A lot of folk in this room watching by TV and internet, the fact that you're alive physically, right, is proof. You should have been dead a long time ago. But God has healed you. Right? Thanks be unto God. Now, keep reading. He said in verse, this flows right into chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 1. He called to him his 12 disciples. And he gave them power or authority over unclean spirits to have long conversations with them. No. There's two basic phrases you need to know about dealing with wrong spirits. Shut up. Come out. Anytime you have any kind of demonic manifestation, that's what you do. Shut up. Let's practice it one time. Shut up. Come out. Right? No screaming a half a night and day and wrestling and asking 30 questions and, you know, who were you in back long ago and how many people you've been in and this and that. They are known liars. Let's go over one more time. Shut up. Come out. That's how Jesus did it. Now, he names the disciples and he sent them out. And verse 7, this is what he told them to do. Has this changed or is this still true concerning us? Are we his ministers?
Yes.
Verse 7, as you go, preach. Now, a lot of times that has such a religious idea with people. Proclaim. You can proclaim what you believe to be true, can't you? Not everybody's called to stand up behind a pulpit, but everybody's called to proclaim this and be a bold, unashamed witness. Proclaim what? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now that was their message. Ours has been modified. Kingdom of God is at hand. What does that mean? It's close. It's near. Sometimes he said nigh, which means near. But he had not gone to the cross yet, right? He had not conquered death, paid the price for sin, and raised from the dead, and been set down at the right hand of majesty on high as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So our message is not the kingdom is close. Our message is the kingdom is here. The kingdom is here. It's here. And will soon be shown outwardly. Soon and very soon. He's coming and all the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of the Lord. But the kingdom's here. Now. Right? See, you know, he said, don't say, you know, the kingdom of God is here or the kingdom of God is there. He said it doesn't come with outward observation. He said the kingdom of God is inside you, is in you. So both of these things are true. Said out loud, I am in the kingdom.
I am in the kingdom.
The kingdom is in me.
The kingdom is in me.
Amen. And what's happening is he gave the illustrations of the mustard seed and he gave the illustrations of the leaven or yeast. He said, that's what the kingdom of God is like. He said, it starts really small, but it just grows and 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 becomes a tree and the branches and the leaven just works. The yeast just works, works, works through the whole batch of dough. That's what's happening right now. The kingdom of God is spreading. The kingdom of God is spreading throughout the whole earth, through every tribe, through every kingdom. We're winning.
Yes.
Now the devil tries to control every voice he can to try to convince us he's winning. It's a lie. We're winning. I'm telling you, there are moves of God all over the planet. There are mighty churches all over the planet. Bigger, the numbers of churches are just unprecedented in known history. I mean, in times past, you never heard of a 300,000 member church. You never heard of a 1 million member church. But there are many 50,000 member churches and 10,000, a lot of 10,000 member churches, just unprecedented. And you didn't used to hear, I mean, preachers and ministers and Christians, they were back in a corner somewhere. They weren't really involved in the main things. But now, you and I, you know, we can have our own property. We can get, you know, ministries have huge chunks of TV time. Their own networks and satellites. So see, previously that was not heard of. Preachers with airplanes? Just, no. What am I saying? We're winning. We're winning. Oh, that's not strong enough. Are you with me? We're winning. We're winning. When I say we, God. The kingdom of God is advancing. I mean advancing. We're taking big territory and showing. Now see, the devil don't want you to believe that. And he's even got some preachers, bless their hearts, convinced, they get up in the pulpits and talk about, well, the devil's just taking over. The devil just taking our youth to hell, and the devil's taking our families, and he's taking all our marriages, and the devil's just taking over. No, he's not! They're not even looking at numbers. They're not even trying to even see what's going on. The devil is losing. He's losing. And we know he has to lose. He has. We've already seen it. We know how this thing ends. The kingdom of God is prevailing. Is that right? He said on this rock, this revelation of Jesus, the Christ, the anointed, the Son of God, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And so they are not. And they will not. We're winning.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom Witness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402K. That's R1402K, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.